Okay, so this is why I got Audio Boo, even though I just typed like 7 tweets about this same thing. So as reviewers, you know, one of the hardest things for us to do is putting a number on a review. We pour a lot of energy and a lot of thought, if we're doing our jobs right, into writing the narrative of reviews. And no matter what, no matter whose scale you're looking at, it's a straw man. It's a framework for how you classify things. And we've run into things before where people are comparing two different games in two different genres in the scores. And no matter how you talk about, well, we're judging that game partially on what it tries to accomplish. You know, we're dealing with people with different tastes. As long as they're upfront about those tastes, you know, you're kind of trying to mitigate that. But ultimately what ends up happening is, you know, and this is a problem that we deal with all the time, people look at the scores, and they always look at the scores first. I used to love when IGN put the score at the very, very bottom, because you had to actively go out of your way to look at the score first. And if you did that, you were kind of reading the last page of the story before you knew the context. And I used to absolutely love that, because it was really, you know, a subconscious way of saying, look, no, read this first. Please understand where we're coming from before we put the score on. And then, if you think our score doesn't match up with the narrative, well, that's a completely different story. But read our thoughts. At the same time, we have a thing on our site called Guidelines, where people can go and read kind of what the different score groups mean, and perhaps it needs a little bit of tweaking, because we talk about price drops and things like that. Maybe that's not as appropriate when you're talking about, you know, 99-cent game, or a $2 game on a mobile device. Anyway, so we run into this a lot, and what's really frustrating is that, you know, we try to be fair. We love engaging developers. I love speaking with developers directly, because I get a sense for what they're trying to accomplish. And if you think our review is unfair as a developer, and I'm not, and this is something different than being nasty, but if you think our review is unfair, come on, reach out to us, because we want to talk to you and we want to open up a dialogue, you know, and we want to form a relationship with you. And we also want to get an insight into your process, because maybe that helps us. And while that won't change our review score, it might help us write a piece about your company and talk about that and build that relationship, so that next time we go into a game, we understand a little bit more. But if you just send us a review code for an iOS game, you know, we're not going to know a whole lot about you. All we have is the game and our personal thoughts and feelings and impressions, and that's about it. And I'm just about out of time. So please hit me up. Let me know what you think.